Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, discusses West Asia conflict and security of Strait of Hormuz. Iran confirms killing of National Security Chief Ali Larijani and head of Basij Force Ghulam Reza Soleimani in Israeli strike. Explosions rock Iraqi capital Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone near US Embassy. Argentina formally withdraws from World Health Organization after US. And India's Akarshi Kashyap enters women singles main draw at Orleans Masters Badminton Tournament in France. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the President of the United Arab Emirates, UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan yesterday. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders discussed the current situation in West Asia and security at the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that he reiterated India's strong condemnation of all attacks on the UAE that have resulted in loss of innocent lives and damage to civilian infrastructure. The Prime Minister said both sides agreed on the importance of ensuring safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. During the conversation, both leaders reiterated the commitment to work together for the early restoration of peace, security and stability in the region. Iran has confirmed the killing of National Security Chief Ali Larijani and the head of the Basij Force, Ghulam Reza Soleimani, in Israeli airstrike. Larijani was one of Tehran's most prominent figures in the ongoing war against the US and Israel and close confidant of slain leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and his son Mojtaba. More in this report.
The confirmation comes hours after Israel said it eliminated two of the top Iranian security officials, including Larijani, in an Israeli strike aimed at weakening the Iranian leadership amid the ongoing conflict. Iran's Fars News Agency said Larijani was targeted by American and Israeli fighter jets while he was at his daughter's house in the Pardis district east of Tehran. Meanwhile, Iraq's capital, Baghdad, has been rocked by a series of explosions close to the U.S. embassy yesterday in the city's heavily fortified green zone as the rapidly escalating U.S.-Israeli war on Iran continued to spill over the border. Security sources said that at least three explosive drones also targeted a U.S. diplomatic facility near Baghdad International Airport, activating CRAM air defense systems. A fire also broke out near the central bank in the Al-Jadriya district, where debris from an aerial object had fallen close to the building's main gates, citing Iraqi authorities. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the attacks. Nina Arakel for World News.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said that most NATO allies have declined to join the U.S. military operation against Iran, criticizing the alliance and asserting that Washington does not need foreign support. He added that despite their reluctance, almost every country strongly agreed with what U.S. is doing and that Iran cannot in any way, shape or form be allowed to have a nuclear weapon.
The war is proceeding very, very strongly. We're doing very, very well. Iran, knocking the hell out of them, and you have to do that. We can't let them have a nuclear weapon. They were 2 weeks away from having a nuclear weapon. They were sending missiles, ballistic missiles, powerful missiles, to all of their neighbors, and for the most part, they were supposed to be somewhat friendly with their neighbors. They were going to blow the hell out of them.
Trump said he was not surprised by NATO members' response. French President Emmanuel Macron has said his country is ready to help secure the Strait of Hormuz, but only as part of a mission separate from the current Middle East war. Speaking ahead of a security meeting at the Elysee Presidential Palace, he stressed any mission would require discussions and de-escalation with Iran must be entirely separate from the ongoing military operations and bombings. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that around 200 Ukrainian air defense experts are currently deployed in the Middle East to help counter Iranian drone attacks. Speaking at the British Parliament during his visit to the United Kingdom, Zelensky said that drones, particularly low-cost attack drones, have significantly altered the nature of modern warfare. Highlighting the cost disparity, he noted that while each Iranian drone costs about $50,000, the US and its allies are using missiles worth nearly $4 million to intercept them. Amid shortages of Western-supplied air defense systems, Kyiv developed a layered defense approach using electronic warfare helicopters, modified cargo aircraft and ground-based systems, including heavy machine guns and surface-to-air missiles. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met his British Prime Minister Keir Starmer in London to sign a new defense pact as the unfolding US-Israeli war on Iran threatened to divert international attention away from Russia's attacks on Ukraine. The defense partnership is aimed at boosting global defensive capability against the proliferation of low-cost, high-tech military hardware. British Prime Minister's office said the deal would combine Ukraine's expertise in building high-tech, battle-tested drone interceptors and the UK's industrial base to manufacture and supply drones and innovative capabilities, said Starmer's office. Donald Trump's top counter-terrorism official, Joe Kent, has resigned over the war in Iran, urging the president to reverse course. In a letter posted on social media, National Counter-Terrorism Center Director Joe Kent said that Iran posed no imminent threat to the U.S. and claimed the administration started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby. The White House dismissed the letter, saying the president had compelling evidence that Iran was going to attack the U.S. first. Air India and Air India Express will operate 50 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from West Asia today. Of them, 26 will be scheduled and 24 will be non-scheduled services. Air India said in a statement, the ongoing conflict in the region involving the US, Israel and Iran has disrupted flight operations. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump is delaying a diplomatic trip to China that had been planned for months but began to unravel as he pressured Beijing and other world powers to use military might to protect the Strait of Hormuz. Trump, in a statement, said that he would be going to China in 5 or 6 weeks' time instead of at the end of the month. He said he would be resetting his visit with Chinese President Xi Jinping without elaborating. Trump's visit to China is seen as an opportunity to build on a fragile trade truce between the two superpowers.
We're resetting the meeting, and it looks like it'll take place in about 5 weeks. We're working with China. They were fine. I look forward to seeing President Xi. He looks forward to seeing me. I think we have a good relationship with China. China actually has become economically for us very good, much different than it was in the past. And we have a very good working relationship.
Argentina has finalized its decision to withdraw from the World Health Organization, WHO, following in the footsteps of the United States and formally severing ties with the global health body. In BWF Super 300 badminton tournament, Akarshi Kashyap has entered the women's singles main draw at the Orleans Masters 2026 after winning both her qualifying matches yesterday. Akarshi will now take on Yu Hia Min of Singapore in the first round. Kidambi Srikanth, Ayush Shetty, Malvika Basud, Anmol Kharb and Tanvi Sharma will begin their campaigns today. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, discusses West Asia conflict and security of Strait of Hormuz. Iran confirms killing of National Security Chief Ali Larijani and head of Basij Force Ghulam Reza Soleimani in Israeli strike. Explosions rock Iraqi capital Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone near U.S. Embassy. Argentina formally withdraws from World Health Organization after U.S. And India's Akarshi Kashyap enters women's singles main draw at Orleans Masters Badminton Tournament in France. And that is the end of this news bulletin.